Good day, this is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 263 for Wednesday, February 11th. I'm Taryn Shields. Canola contracts on the ICE Futures Canada platform were stronger Wednesday morning, finding support from the weakening Canadian dollar. The softer loonie makes canola more attractive to crushers and exporters. Canola values were anywhere from $2 to $4 higher, March up $2.80 at $460.40 per ton. Steady commercial demand for Canadian canola added to the bullish tone. Further support came from strength in soybeans and soy meal, as well as Tuesday's USDA report, as it showed smaller than expected ending stocks of U.S. soybeans for 2014-15. However, spillover pressure from the weakness in Chicago soy oil, Malaysian palm oil, and European rapeseed futures limited the advances. Generally good conditions for an expected record large soybean crop out of South America were also overhanging the markets. In the U.S., grain and oilseed values were trading on both sides of unchanged. Soybean futures were mostly higher, trading anywhere from a quarter cent lower to 2¼ cents higher. March up that 2¼ cents at $9.71¼ a bushel. The large global oilseed supply situation, as reinforced by large stocks numbers in the USDA's report yesterday, was undermining values. Downward pressure also came from good prospects for South America's record large soybean crop. However, prices were moving higher as U.S. ending stocks of soybeans were smaller than expected in Tuesday's USDA report. Support was also coming from ideas that recent losses were overdone. Corn futures were weaker. Values were anywhere from 1 to 3 cents lower. March down 1¾ cents at $3.86¼ a bushel. Larger than expected global supplies of corn pegged in Tuesday's monthly USDA report continued to overhang the market. Further downward pressure came from weakness in crude oil values due to the relationship corn has with the ethanol industry. However, smaller domestic stocks of corn in the USDA's report were supportive, as were expectations of lower planted acreage in the U.S. this spring. Wheat values in Chicago were mostly lower. Prices were anywhere from 3 cents softer to half a cent higher. March up a quarter cent at $5.22 a bushel. The market was continuing to react to Tuesday's bearish USDA report, which showed larger than expected wheat ending stocks for the world and the U.S. Ongoing worries about slow export demand for U.S. wheat and strength in the U.S. dollar index were also bearish. On the other side, concerns about quality problems for some winter wheat crops in the U.S. and Black Sea region due to unfavorable growing conditions were supportive. Also underpinning the market were ideas that the market is oversold. That's a look at the morning's markets from ICE Futures Canada and Chicago. This is the Farm Market News for Wednesday, February 11th. I'm Taryn Shields.